saying he saved us a lot of money.
Ms. Webb?
Thank you. Starting a new fiscal year, we...
Yes, I do.
Open our new grant accounts for our new grants. These are the grants, the Community Development Housing Grant, the Housing Preservation Grant, and the Home Grant for the fiscal, for our fiscal year, their grant year 09. And I would like to open the three new grant accounts with the same bank where we typically keep our grant accounts, Delaware National Bank. And the reason of this is it maintains our diversification of deposits. They are a local bank. There's no fees, charges, services for anything. It's a minimum, with no minimum balance required. And they're very responsive to our questions and our needs, so I see no reason now to change the, you know, what we've been doing in the past with our federal grant accounts.
Any questions for Ms. Webb?
Sounds good.
Do you have a resolution?
Yes.
Okay, you want to read it?
Be it moved that Sussex County Council authorize the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with Delaware National Bank, bearing the signature of any two of Vance Phillips, President, George B. Cole, Vice President, Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal for accounts CDBG 09, HPG 09, and Home 09.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the new bank accounts as read by Ms. Webb. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Wilson's absent.
Thank you. Ready?
You got some?
Yep.
Go for it.
What are we going for?
I guess she's going out front.
Yeah, I need to go out here.
This is a new wrinkle. Yeah, this is something new.
I got to, you know, keep it fresh.
Oh, she even show and tell.
What do we got? Discussion. Oh, Lord. This is discussion of uniform.
That was quick. I didn't
know. Sewer
didn't,
service.
Didn't you just say bring that up about a week ago? That's all right. A lot of this work's been done, right?
No.
I mean, a lot of she looked. There was a lot of information already prepared. Yeah,
we've been working on it for you.
Yeah, it's good. I bet you've been here working long hours.
I say go. Some boys before didn't say go for you.
I know.
Help us start this project. It just did not have any momentum. But I don't know if you can read this.
Sure. That's why it's in front of you. What's here is in front of you.
Okay.
What this is the county and where all individual sewer districts are with the key that shows you who
is treated by who. And for the three new council members, I thought this would be helpful because sometimes sewer and saying we have 20 districts or 25 districts can be overwhelming. And how does this exactly work in the budget process? But today my goal is to just give you some information, get some feedback and discussion going, see and talk about the uniform service charge. We're only talking about service charges on our sewer districts, not the connection fees and not the assessment fees, but just the service charge rates.
Now, would that mean the monthly bill is going to be the same for everybody, or just a portion of the monthly bill is going to be the same for everybody?
The quarterly bill.
Quarterly bill.
Yes. For just service charge. Now, some people get a quarterly bill that has front foot assessment on it. Some people, their front foot assessment's on the treasury bill. So I can't say that with an absolute yes, because those that pump to Inland Bays, Long Neck, Oak Orchard, and Angola, their quarterly bill has a front foot assessment on it as well as the service charge. But their service charge would end up the same as like Fenwick service charge eventually. And all the other districts get billed quarterly. And their front foot assessments on the tax bill. We can look at that configuration later. But it is just a service charge. Service charge just pays us back the operation and maintenance of maintaining the district. Does not pay us back the debt service that's paid that we need to pay, that we borrowed to build the district, the millions of dollars that we borrowed to build the district, and I have all the bonds. This is not that. This is a service charge.
Only at this point.
Only at this point.
Okay, because when we talk about unit price, and in Seaford, is it unit, there is no front footage charges. It's just one flat fee per household, right? That's I think, what our goal is, what I think the goal should be. So this is one step in that process.
Well, how do you charge businesses where there's one flat fee per household?
Well, it's based on EDUs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Phil, David has 30 years experience. Russell and Mike are here, so feel free to jump in if you
from
think.
From day one, they've been here, right?
From the first toilet flush.
When they have wooden beams and that kind of stuff, yeah.
And the other thing that's important, this does not affect the 2010 budget that we just passed. This gives us 11 months, 12 months to go into the 2011 budget with basically a new way to approach and budget for the service charge for the water and sewer districts.
Is this what you're talking about also? Is it something that we can phase in? We don't have to do it all in 1 year, you know that. I mean, it's something
yes.
that we could incrementally do and then it, you know, lessen the pain. So in, say, in 5 years, we'd be where we maybe
absolutely
our goal is.
Absolutely an option.
That's
yes.
my concern.
Yes. For instance, this is just an example, because what the advantage right now is we can take the 2010 budget, drop it into the module, play with it, see what it looks like, you know. We can add things like a reserve for capital. We can do things with inflation, or we cannot, you know, take it all out, see how the picture looks. And what we would want to avoid is any kind of rate shock for any of these districts, because we have them. If you remember your packet that when we did the sewer budget, there were like 3 pages of sewer rates, all different.
Yes.
Think Longneck's 180 and Scruff is, you know, Fenwick's 230. So there's a lot of options to work with this module. There can be a 3-year phase in where if we say we increase some 5% a year to get to a certain level, but they really need to be increased 8% a year, but we only think 5% will work, then we can fund the 3% different ways. And that's the beginning of this process, is an educational process. So by the time we get to the budget, no one's really shocked, like, oh, you didn't tell me we were going to do that, or I didn't know the impact on my district was going to be that. Because you can see most of them are on the eastern side of the county, Mr. Cole's, Mr. Phillips' district, but we have them in Ellendale, Blades, Georgetown. So it would affect everyone. But just some important points, like I talked about. There's 3 major charges to sewer: the service charge, the assessment fee, and the connection fees. This is only talking about the service charge, not the assessment fees or the connection fees. We talked about the rates. You saw all the different variety of rates in the 2010 budget. And that means we do individual budgets. There's 20 stars up here, 20 districts. So when Heather does her budget, she'll put chemicals for Ellendale, $5,000. Chemicals for Zagsboro, Frankfort, $3,000. It's very monotonous and very tedious. I know she still would need to keep records, but she can look at buying things in bulk a little bit easier and then divvying them up. It can be an overwhelming process as we add districts. And remember, we've got 2 more coming on with Angola and Johnson's Corner. So it doesn't look like we're not going to scale back on the number of districts we have. It's just, it's time. It's overburdening. And the customers, this is very important. The customers are receiving the same level of service for service charge. What they receive in Blades, they receive in Fenwick. It's no different. Their sewer is being taken care of. There's different levels of treatment. Some go to ocean outfall. Some have spray irrigation. But those levels of treatment are regulated by the regulatory agencies, the federal and state, to a certain level. So regardless of what level of treatment, they're still being maintained at the standards for that level of treatment. Excuse me. So it's the same level of services. All the county facilities are built to the same standards. Excuse me. So what you have in Blades built is the same standard that you would have in Fenwick Island or that you would have in Dewey Sewer District. And you can see the advantages, the administration and accounting.
It would save, I mean, with just accounting, wouldn't that save a lot of man hours and woman hours?
Tremendous. For instance, if I earn $100 of interest in my operations and maintenance cash account, I got to break that down 20 ways every month. Timesheets. I know you can attest to this. On a timesheet, 20 different districts of how to charge your time. You, an hour, you know, the guys went an hour to Bethany, then they ran to Fenwick, then they, you know.
Right.
To our benefit, though, our costs are right there to the, I mean, we keep track of everything. I mean, we have an excellent utility disbursing account, which we call SCUDA, which all shared costs, like if we buy a truck and it's going to ride around all the districts, we would buy that truck out of one account and then allocate it and set it up on a depreciation schedule so it hits all the accounts. And it's very tedious.
Yeah, that's what
still
you
a
do.
Lot
that's
of work.
How it's done.
Excuse me?
Trying to get away from
that. That's how it's done. That's the cost of accounting. I mean, you know, when you had 2, 3, 4, 5, I mean, I know David can even attest to the detail.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, the complexities.
Mm-hmm.
This is equitable among the customers.
So what, did you come up with a number by any chance?
No.
You haven't done that yet?
We have a module. We are going to move ahead. I guess just some feedback and consensus. What we'd like to do from here on in is put in our 2010 budget numbers, still work with a consultant, which we have funds still left on the consultant contract. Excuse me. And just kind of play with it and see where we're at, you know, where our comfort zone is as we move along to see, you know, what is it going to look like. We know there's a lot of economies of scale when you put together. Henlopen Acres has 200 EDUs. In total, I have 60,000 EDUs. So, and that includes West Rehoboth. We're not sure. We're thinking West Rehoboth is going to be out, but we're not really.
So you're thinking, as we go through this, there is actually the potential for savings, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, as we just did through this thing with our budget, you know, savings, and we've been cutting things, so this maybe might fit into our long-term goal. Right.
Put it in, see how it comes out. Like I said, there's a lot of options that you can do now. You can set up your replacement and renewal by having everybody put in 2.5%, 3%, or something like that, put it right into the rates. You can set up an inflation factor. You can set up a contingency that's just a little bit more on the whole. It's very practical. Like I said, you can do the phased-in approach, 3 to 5 years, to avoid any kind of shock if you think, you know, if we're looking like the rates are increasing. Because we've got, and it's hard to say unless you run those numbers, and because we have one district at 180 and one district at 240. You know what I mean? There, that's a big discrepancy, $40.
Tell me, typically, how much, what percentage of the bills would be for service charge, and what percentage would be for front foot assessment?
Well, those that get the front foot assessment on their treasury bill, the whole 100% is for service charge. That's another thing.
So it's combined on the treasuries, on the.
That's because of the way we went and financed those districts?
Well.
We financed them differently than other districts? Is that why we're able to do that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not asking that.
The front foot assessment, which Sue was alluding to, the front foot assessment charge is, there's a lot of variety in it.
And yes.
That's where the problem in trying to combine districts, where the service charge, it's more uniform. The costs are more uniform.
It's already
not in every
uniform.
Single case.
It's already uniform.
Well, it runs from 188 to like 488, 487 in Henlopen. But Henlopen, most of them are in like the $238 range. But our front foot assessment ranges from 15% of the bill in one of the older districts, Bethany, for instance, to in North Bethany, it's like three times it's $827 for a typical user versus $43 for a typical user in Bethany. So there's a wide variety there for a number of reasons, and it goes back to when the district was created, financing, lack of grants, and the, you know, years ago.
Over the years, as Dave and I have sat here, we have seen the federal government step up times, we've seen the state step up, but it's always different. So each time we go, this particular group of people benefit differently from the group before them or the group after them. So is there any equity in that? Because it's a lot of it's taxpayers' money and helping offset these rates and bring them down.
Oh, yes.
It was three quarters of the original grants were from the federal government, and it was like 75% was paid for.
Really? Some of them were like 95%. Huh?
Yeah.
Some of the
older ones. I'm saying so some people really benefited from the federal and state grants and help, where later on we didn't have that help. So is it fair that, you know?
No, it's not.
I might be able to answer you this way. One of the two main considerations is any legal constraints and, you know, and convincing the public, you know, this is the way to go and being practical. As far as legal constraints, I'm getting a good feeling that from the consultant and from when I've talked to Vince, that we would be able to pool our operation and maintenance and use that funds, just operation and maintenance, not assessment fees, not connections, and use that the best way to equalize this. What we are hearing, though, we don't think we can do that with the assessment fees or connection fees.
No.
Now, as we get further into this, of course, we'll have it tied right down about the operation and maintenance funds because we want to make sure we have all the legal concerns covered. But that's why we're taking this with the service charges first. But we're not hearing that
Mike, would you like to chime in? Russell was like second in command here and stuff, and you've been faced with all these over the years. Could you maybe share with some of the new council the difficulty working with what we have today?
Well, you know, it would have been great to have that uniform assessment, Susie just talked about. But I think the time for doing that was probably back in the 80s when we had three or four or five sewer districts, and the difference in the rates was much closer. Now we have the 21 sewer districts.
20, and for assessment,
at 15.
And the range is so much different. You would be moving Bethany and Fenwick and all the early districts, their rates would go up significantly higher than if we had done it back in the 80s.
And you can't phase it in.
Well, I'm not saying you can't do it, but you would have a lot of public outcry. And I think that's why it's never been done to date.
The assessment piece.
And let me just add, you know, on the front footage end, I mean, the state law is more specific on how assessments are handled. Service charge is a little bit broader the way it's written, but it ties a lot of the original votes and all to the debt that was done and how the debt is recovered and those kind of things. So you have less leeway with the assessment charges. But I do want to say one of the advantages to this also is right now when somebody calls in for information on a district, you know, you got to pull a rate sheet out. You got to figure out which district they're in and look and say, oh, this guy's $248, $238. This one's $220.
And people ask why.
Yeah, plus selling districts. Why? When we go to public hearings to talk about a new district, we'll have a uniform service charge. So it would this program would really help.
Sounds good.
Public perception.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
The downside, of course, is for those folks who are going to see an increase in their rate, it's not going to be so good, correct?
Obviously, that would be a downside. We're not totally convinced after we work this and get the economies of scale that there would be an increase, but there could be. I can't rule anything out. But, like a long neck with 180, that's the phasing, but they probably definitely would.
Right.
And that's the public opinion part and the education part and the
painful part.
But
can that be phased in?
Well, yeah, we can phase it. Well, I'll come back with more detailed options after I can see. I think it's popular.
It's all in a lot of it's in your perception of fairness. Is it fair to have all these different rates? Would it be more fair to have uniform rates? Or is uniform rates not fair to all these other people? So we're going to have to sit here and, I guess, wait till we get some better numbers. And I would just say I would like to
move ahead.
Get a consensus to ask Sue, you know, continue to make the next step and work with Mike and his staff and
work towards uniform rates. I think could be some savings in there for us, and let's just try to find out. If they're not, then we'll step back.
Like I said, at this point, working with the consultant, there's $11,000 left on the original consultant contract. So I don't have to request, to extend it. I don't have to require a new one. We were still working when it just kind of got.
Probably shouldn't cost $11,000 for them to do any of this kind of work.
Because we've already got, they've already done the module, so.
Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, have you any thoughts?
I think it's certainly merits investigating and coming back with some number we can look at and make some decisions on.
Mr. Wilson?
I'm looking at it about the same way.
Okay. If there's no objection, we'll direct our county finance director and her team to continue to work on this.
And I'll, like I said, I'll be back with more definitive, this is how it's looking and some options.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Impressive. You're easily impressed.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Howe Godwin, a busy man.